looks to slit the D and get a shot off. He gets a weak shot that misses to the left of the net. Drop pass to the point. Number 20 has it again. Centers, and the Colts get the 1-0 lead as it's the one-timer from the slot from Panico that beats Tyler Leroux 5-hole. That along the boards. Gull gets a shot off, saved by Leroux. Rebound in front on the backhand for St. Louis. Goes up over top, and they are able to get the rebound and fire it in the back of the net. Off the scramble in the blue paint, and it's 2-0 Colts as we approach the 10-minute mark in the first period. Ben gains the offensive blue line and centers it for Binnie. Binnie lets a shot go, and he scores! He just tucked it inside the right post. And it's now a one-goal hockey game with 9:15 left to play in the first period. Face-off just outside the Colts' blue line. Raiders, McQuaid, wanted ahead. Tomasini looks to the left side. Boucher cuts to the backhand, and he scores! Tie hockey game in the span of 45 seconds. Bo Binney has really sparked the ignition for the Raiders, and we are back to square one with a tie hockey game. Over to the right side, cuts back towards the blue line, passes it off for Giuseppe Marino. Marino over for Gravel, one-timer, and he scores! What a laser by Gravel as he goes top shelf, and that's 3 goals in 3 minutes for the Raiders. And the Colts, now it's their turn to do something to stop the Raiders and halt them in the tracks. Back at Gravel again, he attempts the poke check once more, but it's out to center ice. Gaudreau in alone, on the forehand, he shoots and he scores! Bar down beauty for Gaudreau, and it's 3-3 at exactly the 10-minute mark in the second period. Larkin with some stick handling to get the puck into the corner. Gravel following him up, passes back to the point for Denis. Denis looking for the tip, and an excellent tip in the slot by Louis Chabot, and the Raiders are back on top, 4-3. Face-off won by McQuaid, played around the boards. Colts get a shot off the draw, and Emric Nadeau fires it past Tyler Leroux to tie the hockey game. St. Louis goes in on the forecheck and makes a hit, has the puck now, centers out in front, and the Colts are on top. It's McDonald with the go-ahead goal with 10:11 left in the third period. And the Colts, who haven't led since period number one when Evan Boucher tied the game, are now back on top midway through the third period. Residis over to the left side for Boucher. Boucher to the right, face-off circle, over, and they score! Matt McQuaid with the one-timer from the right face-off circle with 3:11 left in the third period, and the score is 5-5. Interesting, as we saw, the first two shooters elect for the deke attempt, and Nadeau going for the shot, but now it's Matt McQuaid, the right-handed shot on for the Raiders, picks up the puck, comes right down the middle on the forehand, backhand, and he scores! He lifts it over the right pad of Robillard and gives the Raiders the advantage in the shootout. Matt McQuaid on the backhand, and now the Colts have to score to keep the game alive. Final shot for number 10, Gaudreau. Gaudreau, the left-handed shot, picks up the puck at center ice. He comes right down the middle on his forehand, makes a couple of stick handles. Blocker save, Tyler Leroux, and the Raiders clear the bench with a 6-5 win to close off the season, winning two of their final three games. Tyler Leroux has been the Raiders' MVP all season, making countless saves, and this is another one of his incredible performances.